off his face.
We're back now. Part two.
Part two, back again. Here we are, man. This is Spot Tree, baby.
We're on a roll. We're watching a boxing match right now.
Ah, clips.
Just a clip. What's his name?
Tyson Fury.
Oh!
Oh! No!
Fucking dude, he held his head to the side and just fucking clocked him.
Here, you can eat this.
He had the right hook.
This guy's trying to go low.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's the same guy.
Oh.
That first one was an old one, real old one. He's only gotten fucking bigger since.
Right.
Like, he just did one against Deontay Wilder. I don't know. I think he won. Yeah, he did one.
Man, I would love to fucking box, dude.
Scott, they ain't never been hit hard enough to be like in the face to fucking back that right quick.
Well, I would love to
take one right to the face and
no,
see.
No,
if you,
to the box.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you went,
Mike just joined now and he goes. This faggot just joined like a second ago and goes wrong.
He's tired.
He's
yeah. Got, look at he's all black and white fucking British flag on his fucking shorts.
It was probably boy. I mean, I kind of agree with him though, because I mean, we're just sitting there.
Yeah,
they're watching us just watch a video, and we're not saying anything. So,
I mean, they'll see more of them when I bring it to post, and they can go back. And
yeah,
see
we'll get out of this. But look how dark that motherfucker is.
I got
Deontay Wilder. That's Wesley
Snipes. Dude, he is. That's Wes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's Wesley Snipes.
That's pretty bad.
He's blacker than the fucking black pants he's wearing.
I bet the fucking Big Show for that, they just brought down a yin yang.
Alright, scenario. Here we go.
Fuck.
You're in a store. You don't have your gun on you, because I know we all have firearms here. You don't have your gun on you. Guy, you're waiting in line. Guy in front of you pulls out a gun, aims it, or like, okay, so you're in line, right? And, yes.
Oh, God.
You got a guy, and then an old lady. This guy just grabs the old lady, grabs her, like, puts a gun to her head.
Okay.
And then he looks right at you, whether it be you or Justin, says, give me a reason to make this old lady live. Why I shouldn't paint the fucking wall with her brains. What would you say?
I got my gun on.
Please, John. No, you don't.
John, help me. My husband is home waiting for me.
Turn around and leave.
What would you do?
Tell you.
Please, Justin, help me. I don't want to die. I got children.
She's grabbing by her fucking curly ass hair. She's looking at you. She has tears in her eyes.
Nothing you could do because she was trying to go.
Give me a reason. No, he said, give me a reason why I shouldn't let this old lady live.
Yeah, give the guy a reason.
I mean, what's your reason for killing her?
Well,
bam!
She's fucking dead. He killed him. It's your fucking fault. Close gun on you, shoots you. You're an asshole. What about you, John?
I just turned around and leave.
Why would you ask that question? He gave you a direct question. You're going to fucking question this man who is, like, unstable, has a gun to a lady's head.
Reverse psychology.
He would just blast her in the fucking head.
Not possible, but, I mean, you don't know.
There, you're dead. What about you, John Corey? Give me a reason why this old lady should live.
You can shoot that old lady. We can smoke some blood right here.
You pulled a Ralphie Bay on me, aren't you? I remember. I know what you're doing. Okay, so maybe he could get out of it, I guess.
That'll win if that's not the case. I mean, what's he going to sit there and be like?
So be like, I got you. But let's see, Justin. Let me take it back.
Don't
pull the trigger.
Fucking save
he pulls
life,
the trigger.
He'll get killed.
He pulls the trigger. Nothing happens. It's like, you almost cost this old lady your life. You're a fucking asshole. And then he leaves. The end.
I'm sure he makes it out really far.
Oh, man.
Oh. Oh, you see about the, I don't know if it's another fighting one, but Colby Covington?
I heard that. I know that name.
Oh, yeah. I know
that
name.
He
got to meet fucking Trump today.
Oh, yeah.
So shitty because he's rocking the MAGA hat.
Like, Trump was like, giving him props. I seen it on Twitter,
We were actually just talking about that. If we had a chance to meet fucking Trump. I mean, me and Smart talked about it, and then me and Scott talked about it last night.
Hold on. The post that John Corey posted. That's what we're talking about. What? Barbecue with Alex Jones.
Oh.
Yeah.
McDonald's with Donald Trump. Let's see.
Trump, chicken fingers with Ricky.
Oh, God,
Alex
man.
Jones and the barbecue. And there was another one. What was the other one?
It was Joe Rogan and the elk.
Yeah. It was either Alex Jones or Trump. That was
for me, it's a tie. It's a three-way tie. I mean, I like Joe Rogan, but I mean, I don't know him that much other than his podcast. I didn't know him before then. like all you guys did. Yeah, yeah, stand up and, like,
no, I'm thinking, like,
but I mean,
should I be tied between Alex Jones and Burke? Because all that meat he on that platter, I was like, man, I know that motherfucker.
Well, I mean, I try not to look at the food so much because, like, Alex Jones, it would be the best. Like, barbecue's awesome.
Right.
But, well, I mean, like, if fuck, do you sit down with the fucking president?
Mike said, I got your faggot. And whoever said faggot, I guess, to him, I don't know.
I called
you.
Him a faggot.
And he said, I got your faggot.
He didn't say that.
Yeah. It's riding into yawns.
It didn't pop up yet on my actual live stream.
But if I could eat chicken fingers with Ricky in them, I know it's going to come with the last booze once a week.
Yeah.
So, what we were saying about Trump.
Oh,
yeah,
tell what you're going to say about Trump. Tell him.
Yeah, we were saying something about, what was it?
Come on, motherfucker, I remember
it. It was a
line, wasn't it? Okay, no, let me just tell you. So it's like, we're going to fucking get up there with Trump, we're going to be eating McDonald's, and be like, and then I told, like, Justin, I'm like, what if he actually really is a racist? Like, you know, they checked us for, like, wires and stuff.
Oh.
You know, we don't have our phones on you. And he goes, listen, I hate black people, too. And then you're like, oh. And then, like, and then he goes, would you like some, you know, we finished the, oh, no. We finished the McDonald's. He goes, would you like some dessert? Lady comes in. She has a platter of fucking lines of cocaine.
Yeah.
She comes walking in and just puts it up to your fucking nose. I'm like, oh!
Woo! I can see it.
Thank you,
better.
Mr. President.
He'd be a secret racist. He walks up to get his food, wipes your hands on his food, takes the tray, turns around, fucking niggers. Big Mac and two Diet Cokes.
You definitely know he's not fucking racist, but I mean, it's just a funny concept to think about.
Mr. President. Thanks. Fucking niggers.
You're not even people. Just kidding.
How much are you making again?
Cut that in half.
You're fired.
She's dumb, stupid, and frankly, she's retarded.
He's retarded.
Man, Steve's watching. That's the first time he's been watching.
Watch this.
Put your dick in the camera,
get
man.
Some.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait, hold on. Do you guys remember the fucking?
Hold on.
No, shut up. Do you remember? Justin.
No.
Do you remember that Rob Zombie actually went to the Emmys or Grammys or whatever, and then they mistake him for a homeless person, told him to get out.
I heard
remember
about
that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Rob Zombie, motherfucker. Yeah. Jog on, dude.
Get out, you dreadlock looking fucking homeless fuck. It's like, he has more money than you. It's like,
right.
Fuck out of here, you son of a bitch.
Fucking Christ. No, yeah, your mom's house, that's pretty fucking good. I don't know what fucking Smart's talking about.
That's what Smart was talking,
yeah,
about.
That's what he's talking about.
He said your mom, he goes, dude, you guys have to listen to him. I was like, dude,
that's
yeah.
Right.
I'm
that,
still,
that's Tom Segura.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Still trying to get through the fucking Sleepy Cast podcast. There's still fucking this.
Sleepy
Cast. Yeah. Dude, you
I'm telling you, gotta watch, you gotta listen to fucking, Bonfire, and that's where it's at. It's not a podcast, it's a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
It's on SiriusXM, but they show all the fucking shit on here. That one was a good one. Sean Penn's fucking hilarious. But, let's see, let's find fucking something on Facebook again. Someone said something, what'd it say? I feel like I want to take poops in.
No, hold the fort down, dude.
Brandon said too small, couldn't see.
Fuck you, Brandon!
He's talking about his dick. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Scott's gobbling at his body with his tiny pee-pee.
See how small it is.
No, we were doing... Okay, so we got on last night. We got onto the computer last night.
Fucking asshole!
And he was testing that out, doing like stupid shit, you know, on there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were typing in funny shit.
He made fun of me, and then my other one was like, Scott looks like he's infested with parasites with this goblin-ass looking body.
I got a goblin body. I got fat tits and a fat gut and small arms
and
then legs.
We sent one to Brandon, and it was like,
it's not
Brandon's in Texas.
Like a fucking orc from the Lord of the Rings.
Brandon's in Texas, you know what to say about steers and queers. And
yeah, dude.
Brandon's like, what the fuck? He's like, why is Scott still awake?
Yeah, I called off work, dude. There was
Chelsea,
no way.
Dude, Chelsea was talking so much shit.
Oh, yeah, I called her. Bitch.
Yeah, she was talking about going to sleep. Come on, Cole, let's go to sleep. We're sitting here. All of a sudden, you hear from the speakers.
I turned it up so loud. Yeah.
It's like, oh, Chelsea's tired and needs to go to bed. And then all of a sudden, he's like, yeah, you just need to go to bed, bitch.
I was like, Cole needs to hang out with his boys and leave. You should go to bed, bitch. Like, that's what it was.
Oh, fuck. Oh, what is this? Illinois.
God, I can't wait to hang out. Going down to Texas, end of the fucking week, or end of the month.
Oh,
we're
going
to do a podcast, me and Brandon. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be lit as fuck. It's going to be on the Lost Episodes channel, but it will also be streamed live. Me and Brandon will...
What?
Me and Brandon will talk about it. Just zooming in on cleavage here. Who is that?
I don't know. It's a suicide girl.
Mm.
Yeah.
You can see a water droplet going right there at the bottom.
Ain't nothing like some good squeaky muff.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Oh, Dean shared
it. Yeah, that was from the last Spider-Man. I fucking commented on it.
At that point, I'm assuming he's like hallucinating.
Dude, that was Mysterio was fucking with his mind, and that was one of the things he saw. Oh, fuck, here we go.
Just listen. It's just like what you said. I just typed it in. Man, I love the internet. I fucking love it.
Oh, how many people got watching?
Not much. We got,
four, maybe?
It says four, but all I can see right now is Brandon. But Brandon's on. He likes us doing this live stream when he's on midnight, so he gets something to do, something to watch. So I know Brandon's watching 100%. So there might be some other people, but I don't know. We have to think
I'm
shit.
Going through here. Maybe I can find something.
What?
Oh, okay. You've seen these guys, right? The Predator Hunters?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I followed them.
Yep.
Okay. How soon do you How soon do you think it'll be before one of these guys gets shot?
One of these guys?
Yeah.
I'd say at least within the next
I don't think they will.
You don't think someone will at least stab them?
I think they might be attacked, but I mean, I don't think they would get like shot or at.
Where they, I guess, I think someone, I can't remember who sent me something.
KTS Predator Hunters. Hunters.
Hunters.
Yeah. Pretty much, what is it, truck drivers?
No,
yeah, fuck you,
these
I'm
are
drunk.
Fucking, these are, I mean, what originally was
the original
truck
ones. Was,
yeah, these are just fucking
but
drivers
then,
now.
Truckers get, what happened to that site?
I think
it's still
going,
I think.
Oh, does it?
I think so.
Because I followed that from the first spot for, you know, a long time ago.
I don't think they were doing theirs the way that it needs to be done for them to get arrested.
That's shit, man.
You have to
just
do it
go.
A certain
way. I got you.
Like, you have to, basically, you have to set it up to where they know the person they're talking to is 14 or younger. Or, you know, they're young. They have to be younger than 18.
But they're doing it right. It doesn't matter. They're catching people who think they're talking to underage girls, which
but that's
is fucking
wrong. By law, there's always that little sneaky fucking
loophole.
Loopholes, yeah. So you have to do it the right way, and apparently sometimes they weren't doing it the right way.
I swear, man. I tell you. That's fucked up. I swear.
Jeez.
Ah! It's a nice light. Brandon, you got anything to say, buddy? Say it in the comments. Let me know.
Yeah, boy.
Can't wait to go down to Texas, man. It's going to be a real good time. I cannot fucking wait.
Dude.
What I'm going to do is, hold on. I'm going to, like, Snapchat the whole fucking story down there. I'm just going to, like, say some goofy shit the whole way. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my mom's house first and hang out with my uncle and my cousins down in, like, Cape Girardeau, which is, like, real southern Missouri all the way at the bottom. Hang out with them, stay the night at my mom's or my uncle's, and then when I fucking wake up, I'm going to, like, head to Brandon's. So, that's going to shave off, like, 2 to 3 hours of fucking drive time on the fucking, what, 13,
fucking hour trip, so hopefully when I get down there, I'll be able to, like, stay awake. I'm sure I will be. To party that night with, like, Brandon. Me and him are just going to drink. We're just going to have fun. And I'm just going to pass out. Next morning, and we're going to go to the fucking beach, dude. It's going to be a good-ass time, I'll tell you.
Hey, when your bonus at work is a beach party? Fucking Scott Shane, though, because they're doing one tonight.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate pizza parties. I really do. I appreciate it. I appreciate
it. That company makes so much fucking money.
I appreciate the pizza parties. I really do. It's free food, dude.
No, here's the thing.
It's free fucking food.
Parties.
I don't care.
Fuck all that extra shit.
What?
AC your buildings. Your work productivity would go up so fucking much.
AC your buildings.
If you AC'd your buildings.
This fat bastard who wears fucking shorts and a fucking t-shirt in his warehouse.
Yep.
Not even steel-toe boots.
Yep. Well,
are you fucking kidding me?
Steel-toe shoes.
You wear those on by yourself. Everybody else in McAllister just wears goddamn sneakers.
We're probably going to have
fucking stupid. You should. You're supposed to.
No.
Everyone in that building has to.
No.
It is law. Yes.
No, every time I've seen it before, you get out of here. Right. Every time I've seen it before, it's
what?
Only if you're operating heavy machinery.
No. I've heard from, like, the fucking GM that everybody who enters the building, even if it's like someone taking a tour, you have to have fucking steel toe fucking boots on.
And all Brian
just
said,
in case a forklift runs over.
Right?
They just cut your toes clean off.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's not for stuff.
Yeah.
I would rather.
Where are the steel toes?
They could possibly say, even with these, it is going to cut my fucking. I'm going to murder you. If your foot gets run over by a fucking forklift. Having something on.
That was just a joke, you idiot. You know, obviously. Fuck.
Yeah, having them on or not. Either way, you're still fucked. Brandon!
He says, what's your upcoming event ideas? Well, we already talked about it, but let me go dig into John Corey's, like, sketchbook, because he's the man with the plan. Hold up. Dude, yeah, I always appreciate it. He always appreciates pizza parties. Any extra break. Yeah, no, you're right. I appreciate the extra stuff that worked out. I mean, everyone kind of, like, makes fun of pizza parties, but it's like, hey, I don't have to take lunch to work one day. I could just, like, smash my fucking, just stuff my mouth with, like, four pieces of fucking Meat Lover's pizza. Fucking A. Thank you. It is a good thing.
He says,
some places don't even do anything for you, which my job doesn't. So event ideas. Here, I got you. All right.
Event ideas. Event ideas. Here we go. Let's see what we got here. So John Corey said the first thing we're going to do is ghost hunt. So it's free. It seems that I'm the one. Well, not me, but me and John Corey are paying for most of the expenses. Justin's just being here. So,
yeah. Some
bitch. I paid for the mics. John Corey's paying for the event. Me and him got this shit unlocked. Justin's being a piece of shit.
What's this?
Oh, he was trying to, like, draw us. Look at me in the middle.
Oh, God.
And then you were on the right, I think. With the long hair.
Jesus Christ, John. Stick to your fucking day job.
Whew. I like don't mess with him. It's
what?
Drawing's fun.
I heard that whole conversation in there. Let me tell you why you don't get to fucking say anything about working at a goddamn warehouse.
Oh,
why
yeah. Get him, John.
I'm supposed to wear fucking steel toes. The one day I worked in a warehouse, they told me to go the fuck home because they didn't have boots.
Exactly.
All right?
Motherfucker.
Two.
He is like.
Move that fucking.
He's making fun of your drawing. I'm like, dude, it's actually...
Yeah,
it's,
I suck at drawing.
It doesn't matter. Like, you're good at... It's just a doodle of... I'm like, that's what I look like. Fucking spare fucking hairs on my chin and just, like, some... And then they drew you with fucking long-ass hair looking like a piece of shit. I love that.
Pretty much.
I love that. But, John...
Two, your fucking pizza party? The big difference between a couple $100 worth of pizza and a couple $100,000 in AC.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. You're not getting.
Am I wrong?
You're not getting. No. Productivity. Okay, if you make a place AC'd,
people will work.
AC'd before,
people will work. That's right.
No, they will. They will work because they'll get the tips.
Free.
And they'll work.
People will work.
You're homeless. I can't say homeless. You're broke ass. You're going to turn down free food?
People will work.
I mean, I eat ramen basically every
I will.
Day.
Dude, pizza's a godsend then.
No, we don't get that. We don't get pizza parties if they have them.
You can. You just go up there and take it. I know this. Just go up there and get it.
No.
Yes?
No, we got pizza last time for it.
Fuck them. Yeah. I would take it anyway.
The last time they did the Christmas dinner shit and they did Thanksgiving, we got that. Like, when they provided that for the ramen, that's a difference. But considering that the pizza
Brandon,
parties
hold on,
are...
Hold on. Brandon says, you can get some games and events going, and we could place bets to count as donations. Also, let's get some tattoo ideas going. I haven't talked to John or Justin about it.
I don't know what we're talking about. I mean, me and him are going to get a tattoo. I'm going to get a Crusader tattoo,
right,
like on my shoulder right here, when I go down there for Texas.
Crusader,
sword and shield.
It's fucking, it's crazy.
Hold on. But like,
go ahead.
No, for you to, Brandon wanted to talk about ideas. I guess he didn't hear last time or so, a previous episode, but, so we got the, I already told him the Ghost Hunters one was the first one.
Right.
So, what's the rest that you have?
Fuck, it's all on there.
Which one?
That fucking picture, dude. Oh my god. That's so bad.
Kristen Wall.
It's so bad.
A power hour.
Power hour, yes!
A weed smoke off.
Dude, we can do a power hour. I can pay for that. I can do that next week coming up.
Well, fuck, I can do it next week too. I can pay fucking weekly now.
But no, I'll pay for the next week one.
Hot food challenge.
Yeah, we talked about that, I remember.
And the pissing off liberals at SIU.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that doesn't take money. All we need is the MAGA hats.
I got one.
You got one?
Yeah, I got one. Someone could get a fucking Trump leg and wear it like a cape, and then fucking phenomenal. One could wear a hat, one could rock a fucking flag, and the rock, paper, scissors, ball, scissors, shoot. Which I try. I don't like that one.
I do not like that one.
It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Because that'll go mixed with the hot food challenge.
Yeah.
So what I'm gonna do is make a. You remember how they had like spinner from like Twister? Like you gotta flick it and whatever the color lands on, you gotta put your hand there or some shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It'll be like that, but for the hot food, it'll be like you spin it and it'll land on like
a certain kind of
a certain food. It could be like the flame. They have a new ghost pepper burrito at Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to fucking
get that.
It's
not that rattlesnake shit. It's like ghost pepper.
It's actually actual because Wendy had ghost pepper fries and they weren't that hot.
Yeah.
Remember?
No.
Have you ever had those?
I had the rattlesnake fries.
They were hot, but they weren't ghost fucking pepper hot.
Right.
The
last
damn. Jesus fucking Christ.
No, that's the hot.
The hottest fucking chocolate.
Yeah, it's a hot food. But...
The death peanut and shit.
Dude,
like
the
that.
Old man head you share.
Yeah.
That's hot.
That wasn't the chocolate. What was the recent one you just showed? It was like a powder. A
scorpion powder.
He was like.
Yeah,
he was dying.
He was like, fuck you! And just took it down because he was like, no,
I love this guy, dude.
Says,
I love
I
him
can't
so much.
Do it. And he took a whole, I mean, dude, like a fucking whiskey glass full and just chugged it down. Then he said, he goes,
Brandon,
I need some fucking clothes,
bro.
Wash this shit out. So he pops a fucking thing of hot sauce.
I would
suck it. All you hear is him doing this. Trying to suck it out.
Right.
And
oh, yeah. He was guzzling fucking hot sauce. Brandon said he would, like, place bets on Power Hour. Then I asked him, I was like, who would you think? And I told him, I was like, my drink would be Angry Orchard.
Fuck,
it's regular 5%, so it's, like, close to beer. Like, would you guys
I know
drink?
What, no, I know what beer it would be, but it'd be a pretty fucking penny for... No, it wouldn't be. It'd be about $25 fucking for 30. They come
30s,
probably
25. Dos Equis. Dos Equis. Is it Dos Equis or
Dos Equis?
Okay, I got you.
I can drink that shit like fucking water.
Like, yeah. I never done Power Hour, and I know fucking Justin keeps hyping me up about it, like how it's like much worse than it really is.
Dude, tell me that wasn't fucking great.
Yeah, my God.
What is?
You don't know who Harley Race is? You see him? I mean, he's a wrestler. Look just like him.
Oh, okay.
The Tahoe Chambers one.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Oh,
that's the one he did. But,
yeah, dude.
Play it.
Yeah, play it, play it, play it.
Yeah, I know, I see that.
Yeah, I guess.
Fucking hell, they hot shit. So they got some smoking powder and some dopamine powder. It was too hot for me. I'm gonna throw these pussy ass niggas. It ain't.
I love this. I fucking love this dude.
Oh my god.
Hot my ass.
Yeah, you're coughing from the fumes.
Towards, yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
It's a good thing he had gloves on. He knew.
Yeah.
Look at him go, dude. He's chugging hot stuff.
Ass on fucking teeth, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's like sucking on the teeth.
He's like chugging the Bud Light.
It's gonna be worse.
Yeah.
Oh, dude! It's a
blimp!
Oh my god!
Get the
chef! Where does he do this at? Just like an abandoned property?
I think that's what he does. He does demolition.
Because
every time he
good
does something,
shit, good
that,
shit.
That he destroys something.
Yeah.
It's at a different place. Huh. I think that's what he does. Is he's a demolition guy.
Jeez.
Come on! I fucking hate how long this thing takes.
And we're exploring, bud.
Yeah. That one.
Ah, yeah, the Goku. You could be spinning on training.
I'm not gonna say what I have in my
fucking
mind, but
listen, reply to my message, asshole.
You say about that one?
Yeah, yeah.
God damn it, I love this fucking
guy. I fucking
so
love
much.
It. Oh, he did. Alright, well, here we go.
I told Brandon if I had an extra fucking gun, I'd be doing the same thing. And you never know.
There it is.
Yeah,
wild day. Elk. I don't know, man. I'd love to try some elk.
Yeah?
He didn't even fucking...
Who?
I don't know. He just said he
check
wanted...
Check your phone.
And slap her ass.
No, I see what he said. He just
whoa,
didn't respond to what I was telling him. Or asking him.
Did you see this?
Yeah. Oh, it said he just wanted in on it, too.
Come on. There's one fucking me I want to show. Because it's a...
Torn up.
Slap. That one's pretty dope. Did you see this fucking thing? Dude puts a fucking turbo diesel engine on this little bitty third world country fucking
Brandon
boat.
Said if you do power hour and it's a day off.
He just wants to be in on it too, and that was it. He didn't say he was going
to
bet on when he's like, I'll bet on it. I was like, who are you going to bet on? And he just didn't respond.
Dash it, Underquaker.
Yeah, I see that. Undertaker.
Kaboom!
How they fucking took it off? What a bunch of
it was like 51,
said,
Area 51 means?
They said they have the fourth largest army right now.
Yeah, by
the
number.
World.
But that's a thing, though. That's a thing, though. Usually
that
people
was
in the
yeah,
military are guaranteed to go.
Your little Hulkster. Oh!
That shit, the robbery. What the fuck?
The Robin Negative 5 3000.
Would nobody ever realize that that's fucking, you know.
It'll catch
you.
You
know, Papa John, who got accused of calling workers niggers.
You can put it up there, right? And just have it set. Then have your buddies, like, get in position. Then knock. It'll give you a few seconds. Just a few seconds.
Well, that's the thing, though. Anybody with common sense should be able to look at that picture and be like, okay.
Is that common sense?
Yeah.
No, you know, there shouldn't be the one thing that stands out. Why is that pizza?
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. They should have it closed.
Dirty shit from the hallway.
Or you can have someone, like, to the side just making
dude,
a voice.
Dude, that video, man. I fucking love that. That old movie.
Oh, no, that's right. That's what I was going to talk about. I almost read about that. There's a new show on Amazon Prime. I know you don't dig on fucking, well, most of y'all don't think y'all do, you do, or I know Scott doesn't. It's a superhero thing, but it's into a different fucking form where...
Is it that Amazon fucking show?
The Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, watch.
I would love to fucking
watch
that show.
Dude.
Wait, is it already out?
Yeah, it's out.
Ah.
It's fucking great. The guy who played Dredd?
The guy with the beard?
The guy who played Dredd in the newest Dredd movie?
Uh-huh.
That's him, Carl Urban.
He's awesome.
Yeah, dude.
I love him.
And he's got this thick British fucking.
Well, that guy, he kind of looks like him.
No,
in a sense. No, I'm just saying, like
yeah.
Big beard, black beard.
Go up. What does it?
Jeez. I told I was talking to Adam one time. I'm just like, it's like, man, that, like, John Corey, he's like, he shares all the memes. And then Adam's like, John Corey's like meme king. That's what he said.
Dude, no, between, honestly, it's between me and about two others on here where we like and share our shit all at the same time. It's me, Dean, and Dubby.
Yeah.
Because she'll put
the
some
meme
fucking
king.
Yeah,
he called you meme king, dude.
When it comes down to most of the fucking memes, dude, yeah.
I'm more like a meme.
And then Dave.
Count.
Dave shares.
I guess. Meme count. Whatever. What the fuck ever is on the British hierarchy of bullshit. What is in this movie?
This episode is brought to you by Four Loko. Everyone drink. Buy Four Loko if you want to vomit all over yourself and piss and shit yourself at the same time. Thank you. Now back to the show.
Hey, everybody, we're back to the show.
Hey, everybody.
Watch them fucking Irish people fucking drink that shit and fucking nearly die. It was great.
Good. Justin. Yeah, no, what? Yeah, look
at it's like a 20-minute video.
Just bring it up anyway. We can talk about other stuff in the meantime, but Justin, do you have what happened? What's up with old girl and partying tonight? What happened? Is it a no or a yay?
Message back
because I'm about to hit up fucking rallies and have fucking sex with a double spicy chicken fucking cheese sandwich.
She didn't message back, but we're still fucking.
fucking that's about to happen, and I'm about to fucking
pizza.
Hit the sack, dude.
I mean,
it's bar closes at 3, so it's 1:27 now.
Well, that's thanks to you, fucking asshole. You were supposed to be in my house at
9:30. It would still be 12:20.
You were supposed to be in my house at 9:30. Faggot. Look at where we are now. You had to eat out Holly's fucking butthole.
Yeah.
For fucking two, for a whole hour.
Yeah.
Faggot. I fell asleep, dude. And then I woke up to, something. My phone, it was someone, like, messaged. I think it was you. Yeah, you called me and I fucking woke up.
Yeah.
And I was just like... Because
well,
I was waiting on him.
Like that, and I'm like, I swear to God, Scott fell the fuck asleep, and Justin ain't fucking there. And
yeah,
I
fell
like,
asleep
oh,
because he's not
here.
There.
Well, then you're like, oh, he was supposed to be here at 9:30.
He was. He told me.
Yeah,
that.
That's what I was supposed to
be. Get the poop off your bottom lip.
Yeah, faggot. Stop eating her booty hole. Fucking butthole ain't that good. Fuck, man. Podcast with the boys is much better. Fuck.
It's
like
fucking remote.
Where?
Right here. That's
good. Back again. Back to Sim Cities and a stack to imps. These guys look like faggots. They look SJW fucking Irishmen. They look like pussies.
Okay.
Is this bus beat?
It's people try something.
Okay.
Yeah. They're pretty much
I fucking love Irish.
I've always heard, I know the
women, I fucking love them. I'd bang all of them. Every single one of them. Those two.
One on the right.
Those two before, I would bang those two. I would.
The one on the right looks like a Down syndrome version of fucking.
This guy looks like a bootleg fucking. You know that fucking rock star on that fucking. God dang it.
You ever seen Monster Magnet?
Sour Apple, my favorite fucking.
Remember Monster Magnet? Space.
You're thinking of Pet the Three Walls, aren't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The one he's talking about, the guy that he was.
Seth Rogen, and then the guy that British guy that parties too hard, you know, the stupid faggot British guy.
Brand,
he looks like him.
Something Brand.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you. Yeah.
It's green, which means it's.
God, I love fucking Irish women. I really do.
Oh!
This guy looks plastic. He looks weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that's girthy. That is a girthy.
It's
girthy. I'm not used to big American dicks.
Yeah. Any more than that.
She looks like.
Yeah, one on the right. Looks like Down syndrome.
I'd bang the fuck out of her. I would.
Frank, up. You're not playing the devil. Just drink it.
Stop looking at it. Yeah, exactly. The guy's right. He's right. Drink it! I got one right fucking here!
It's like kind of Tor would drink. You can see Tor drinking it.
Something that looks that pretty can't possibly be natural.
Oh my god!
They're pouring like full glasses on
it. Yeah, look. looks like fucking acid, doesn't it? Yeah, because it's true.
Oh, wait, does this glow in the dark?
I'd say it does.
You know what that looks like? That looks like,
it can only end web. I... For you?
Coolant.
So, yeah, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Woo! What?
Did she even take a drink?
Oh, I don't think she did.
There she is there.
Ah, Bohini. Heavy on Bohini storage.
That is so sad.
I thought we drink more than Americans.
I watched a few of these fucking things. Hold on. I watched a few of these things. They do a bunch of other fucking liquors and shit.
Uh-huh.
They did a bunch of Jack Daniel flavors.
Uh-huh.
And they said it was too much for them.
Smart. Play some PUBG. I believe it's one faggot.
They did a regular Jack, play Jack Cinnamon, Jack Rye, and Gentleman's Jack.
Gentleman's Jack.
Play it.
What?
Yeah, the second episode is kind of downplayed, but I don't give a fuck. We're enjoying ourselves.
And it was like, what?
Irish people drinking Four Loko. Gotcha.
It really is open, isn't it? Yeah, it's no doubt. It doesn't even taste bad.
Oh,
of course it doesn't taste bad. It tastes really good.
I'm so glad I never got hooked on those like y'all did.
It's mostly me, but John, Justin, just still, Justin's the only guy that other drinks them.
We're on a one-way train to drunk town. We're on a one-way train to drunk town.
Oh. Yeah.
Chase you.
They are bad. But apparently it's the same company that makes Loco. Well,
it is.
Whatever they did, they fucked us up.
Genuinely. Well, I'll drink more of the green stuff.
There's a lot of nothing.
It's a
biggest
cans ever.
The biggest cans ever. There's definitely
porn in someone's hand. Oh, I just want to go to Ireland and meet
you. This chick
can't drink it
because it's so sexy.
If you're
one chick's drinking another apple, she's allergic to kiwi.
Okay.
Cheers to not dying.
Oh, jeez, no.
No, I thought it was going to
just fucking drink it, you bitch.
Float the boats.
You got Irish people like fucking whining about drinking Four Loko.
Series off.
Ah! Alcohol is truly stronger.
You have me here drinking all, bitch! Come on!
No, there's some of the cans they fucking polish off. But I think it's all the Four Loko ones.
Put some watermelon in it.
Yeah.
Me already. Like, what is happening?
I don't know what these American drinkers drink so heavy. I'm not just an Irish bitch.
Damn you, kiwi killer.
Oh my god, it's so bad.
Can we get some like elevator music with like
wine? She has it, right? She has it like on the edge. I'd bang the fuck out of the girl on the left and the right, but I mean.
It's just weird that this isn't kiwi, this is really bad.
At least the guy is drinking it. Oh boy, on the left, Mr. fucking, what, you know, rock star fucking like reject.
Thank
you. Thank you,
sir.
Happy to report back.
She's a heartbreaker because I really want to like it. I want to like the juice. Yeah.
I like fruit punch. I like fruit punch. I like it.
It's the least bad of the old ones, but
it's the only old one I've had.
I'm the peach one. Down.
I like strawberry lemonade.
This smells like a Bakewell tart.
Fucking drink it, bitch!
I wonder what happens in
the
rest of that.
It's like, where is
it going? These fucking bras.
Check this out. Fuck this.
These Irish bros are trying to fucking drink Loco, and this fucking pussy ass faggot dude on the left and right trying to fucking drink here.
It's so nice to get to know people over
some drinks. Yeah, they're trying, and they're not like. There are some, except some of them.
These guys are drinking, go!
Oh, hell no. That is a mess.
You bitch!
Juice. There's like that artificial cherry flavor to it. was disgusting. It tastes like plastic.
Wait a minute. It's very tasty. She's very stupid.
I love poor that girl. I just wish it was here. I would have the best night ever.
You
I
wish it was here? A lot of people say that. You know what I'm saying? Adam said that. Jeff said that. When they got drunk off Four Loko, they said that. Guess what? Now they hate it and they don't want to drink it because they were pussies when they woke up. They didn't like the fucking hangover. And they were just like, I just don't like it. Fuck you.
Drink that shit
right here.
The hangover, that fucking shit.
That's up. I'll feel fine tomorrow. I guarantee you.
Job with this Four Loko natty combo.
Black crack. Now this Jose shit I don't know about.
Can you guess what it was? Oh,
this
one. I already read it to see all.
This fucking faggot in leather. He just looks like some fucking reject faggot. I just wanted to put on the show and it looked like this fucking certain way to this fucking show.
And I'm
they're fucking lit right now.
Yeah, they're lit.
Do you like that?
Well, that's that guy. We finished the can. Because I kind of can't squeeze
it off.
Do you want the last bit?
Just be honest with me. I don't like it that
much. It smells familiar, but not. I
did
not
want to go to it. Skip it a bit, dude. What? This is it? Is this like drunk? Oh, yeah. A little bit, just right here.
Make me close! There's not sugar in that, but I feel perked up. I'm like very awake.
To be fair, they had like three of them, though. Three locos.
Yeah,
like,
but they
didn't
finish.
They split them.
They did halfway full glasses, so that's probably about a deal. One and a half fucking cans.
Oh, yeah.
Not only that, but drink my glasses, though. We're so fucking
soft. Oh, wow.
Orange juice, cabbage, loco.
Oh, you faggot.
Yeah.
I always wanted to taste.
Are you kidding me?
I'm
fucking faggot. Stop doing that.
I'm wearing my glasses on my fourth.
The dudes are the only ones being gay. What the fuck? This doesn't make sense. You guys look like cucks.
We're normal people with normal jobs. It's not our
cool. Well, then fucking call off.
Yeah. Like every other American does. When you get a hangover like that.
When you get a hangover like that, yeah, call off.
Throw some fucking balls in the door anyway.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, yeah, I feel like one of those stuff like really I did. Pre-drinking has never been more simpler. Just buy one of those cans, and that's all you need, man. Like,
Alright, let's give a outro to the live feed here, and then we'll end the fucking actual dealio. So here we go. Man, Mr. Mary Jabatri, Gay Boy Scott. My boy John. Good chance, Justin.
Wow.
Big always. Chance. Always.
Got your extended ass
nipples. Dumbass. Shave the fucking box.
Get it! Nope. Fucking poke your eye out. I don't give a fuck. See you guys. We'll be here next week or the week after. Who fucking knows?
Should be next week. So my schedule's recommended.
All that. Good jazz.
You're also going to Texas.
He is? Yeah.
The end of next week.
This is the end of August.
End of August, I mean. So we got 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, they do a bunch of this shit. Like, I watched one, it's the most disgusting shots. And they the one they did was a smoker's cough, which was a. No. It's a disgusting shot, so you gotta fucking
put some nasty shit into
it. It's Bailey's and mayonnaise. And you gotta think, smoker's cough, it looks like a fucking loogie. What was it? Another one was the tapeworm, which was vodka, mayonnaise, pepper, and hot sauce. So it looks like blood and a worm.
The thing is, I'm gonna do shots and I'm actually going to take normally. And if they're gonna be disgusting or high alcohol,
they're fucked.
That's just, that's stupid.
They're fucking gross, man.
Well.
They do a bunch of these fucking videos like that.
Irish people try St. Louis. Dude, that hot corn though, man. Oh, dude, that's
right
like,
on
that shit, right? Man. Oh, Vienna in general, man. Their seasoning is fucking
not
bad.
Hot corn, I don't think.
Dude, that shit's bomb as fuck.
It's
hot too.
Red Hot
Relics
is where it's at, man.
It's like Red Hot.
There's a
Red
fucking restaurant, I can't remember where, and they make Red Hot Riblet shit in their food. Like Red Hot Riblet fries.
You can go to Walgreens.
What is that sound?
Feedback or something.
That's like Scott.
Yeah. No, if you go to Walgreens, they sell that shit. They sell the seasoning.
It sucks.
What
is that?
Wait.
Is that being played back? Well, everyone fucking heard it, so.
Why? I think it's at the beginning.
Oh, just close it. Close it all up.
I'm trying to go back and replay. It makes no sense, because, yeah, everybody
it's
was.
Posted, right? Yeah, posted.
Everybody was talking.
We got close that.
Hold on, hold on. I think it was because of the microphone plugged in. Maybe it wasn't plugged in enough, because I have this, I have the.